Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on October 10th, 2013 at the Top Hat. This edition of Tell Us Something features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Be Careful What You Wish For. This week's story comes to us from Pat Williams and is titled Taken In. Thank you for listening.
As you heard, I served in the Congress for Montana from 1979 until 1997. When I came home, as they say, under my own power, and I came home just because I longed for Montana, and I longed to get back in the classroom, which I've done now for the 16 years since I've been back. But in the early 1980s, my wife Carol, who's not here tonight, she's at meetings up in Whitefish, but she said to me, Pat, how about when the Congress adjourns for Christmas, we take the kids and go to Ireland? We had never been to Ireland, so we thought we'd do a private trip to Ireland. So I went to the fellow who I thought was probably the American expert on Ireland, a fellow some of you will remember. He was Speaker of the House of Representatives longer than any other person in history. His name was Tip O'Neill from Boston. And Tip was about 6'3", and stock of white hair, and weighed 250 pounds. And I said to him, Mr. Speaker, my wife and I and our 3 kids are going to go to Ireland for Christmas. We haven't been over there, but we're Irish, and we want to try to sort around and see if we can figure out where our relatives came from over there and whatnot. I said, what should I watch for? And in tonight's theme, what should I be careful to ask about? And he said, oh, Pat, he knew about Butte, Montana. He said, oh, Pat, you're an Irishman. You're from Butte. You know how the Irish are. He said, you'll have no trouble at all over there. We're all cousins. We're only that far apart, even though it may be a couple of thousand miles. So he said, you'll love it. But he said, I do want to express this caution. He said, the Irish are deadly honest. But if they can take a little advantage of you in a funny kind of way, they'll do it. I said, well, what do you mean, Mr. Speaker? And he said, well, let me tell you this story. Like a lot of Irish people, or any tribal people, the Irish are tribal, you know. And, of course, our Native Americans are tribal. And with most tribal people, they will explain something to you by telling you a story. So he told me this story. He said, the American automobile industrialist Henry Ford went to Ireland, and he was staying in the top floor, full suite of rooms, the nicest hotel in Dublin. And after he'd been there 4 days, a knock came to the front hallway door of the suite about 10 o'clock in the morning, and one of the butlers answered. And it was the mayor of Dublin and all of the councilmen of Dublin. In those days, all men. And they asked if they could get in. They apologized for not making an appointment, but if the great man was there, they'd like to see Mr. Ford and welcome him. So the butler said, just a moment, and came back a few minutes later and said, yes, Mr. Ford, I'd be glad to have you come in. Come in here, we'll take you into the sitting room. So they went in the sitting room, and pretty soon the tea and the crumpets showed up. And a little after that, Mr. Ford came in. They all stood and shook hands. And Apparently, Henry Ford was a very friendly guy, serious but very friendly. So he had a wonderful time talking to them. They stayed about 40 minutes. And as they were leaving, of course, the councilmen, the aldermen, all went out first. And Mr. Ford was seeing each to the door and shook hands with each of them. And the mayor was the last to leave. And as he was leaving, he said, "Oh, by the way, Mr. Ford, I wonder if I could take another minute to tell you about a problem we have." Ford said, "Oh, certainly. I've enjoyed the time with you, so I'd be glad to hear about a problem." The guy said, "Well, Mr. Ford, we're trying to build a new hospital, badly needed hospital, here in Dublin. And we're trying to do it, sir, entirely with private donations. And I'm hesitant to ask, sir, but we know about your philanthropy, and we were wondering," and Ford put up his hand and said, "All right," and he waved at the butler who was within earshot. And the butler reached and got Mr. Ford's personal checkbook and brought it to him. And Ford asked who he should make it out to, and it was the City of Dublin Hospital account. Ford wrote him out a check for $5,000. A lot of money in those days. The next day, the Dublin Times newspaper, the Daily, came out with this headline just below the masthead on the front page. "American Ford contributes $50,000 to hospital." And that evening, a knock came to the front hallway door of the Ford suite, and the butler answered, and it was the mayor, just the mayor, not the councilman. And he said, "I'm desperate to see Mr. Ford. Can I see him?" And the butler said, "Well, I think he was hoping you'd come by. I'm sure, just wait a minute." And sure enough, Ford came in and was kind of reserved and said to the mayor, "I think I know what brings you here." And the mayor took the paper from under his arm and said, "Yes, sir, this headline. We are desperately embarrassed by this. But we've decided, sir, that we'll make it up to you. Because the Dublin Times office, the headquarters, is only two blocks from here. And the editor is a personal friend of mine. And I'm going to leave here now and go down before the front page is ready for tomorrow. And I'm going to say to them, no, no, Henry Ford didn't contribute $50,000. He only contributed $5,000. Ford put up his hand and said, "I understand." Wrote him out a check for the other $45,000. And he tore it off, and as he was handing it to the mayor and the mayor reached for it, Ford pulled it back and said, "Just a minute. I think that for $50,000, I should have something to say about this new hospital, about how it's constructed, what the architecture is, about the plans." And the fellow said, "Mr. Ford, anything you want, and we'll work with you." And Ford said, "All right, I can tell you right on the spot what I want. I want the front doorway of that hospital to be, the entryway to be rounded with the very best marble you can possibly find. And I want it to be wide. And I want an inscription on that marble. And I want to say how that inscription shall read." And so Tip O'Neill said, "So Pat, when you and Carol and the kids go to Dublin, go down to such and such a street and look at that hospital. It's still there." And he said, "It has that wonderful archway marble entrance. And on it are inscribed Ford's prescribed words, which are, 'I came among ye, and ye took me in.'" Thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, and performance art. TopHatLounge.com. Jonathan Marquis is an artist and human in Missoula, Montana. Learn more about him and his art at SubjectToGravity.com. That's subject, the number two, gravity.com. Matt LaRubio, screen printing and graphic design. More at RanchHandDesign.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, rockandrudys.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers this quarter, Doug Dottie, Cheyenne Rivers, Pat Williams, Joe Durbrock, Mark Gibbons, Emily Walter, John Turk, and Cheyenne R.R. Rogers. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for December 3rd at the Top Hat, and the theme is Promises.